This interview is with Mrs. Beulah Townsend, a resident at the Washington Square, a senior citizen's apartment complex. Mrs. Townsend was born in Ripley, Tennessee in 1901. She came to Champaign in 1928. This interview is being conducted on July 20th, 1983 at Washington Square, 108 East Washington, Champaign. The interviewers are Melinda Roundtree and Patrick Tyler, representing the Urbana Free Library Archives Department.
I can't stand Mrs. Townsend. Could you tell us where you were born?
Ripley, Tennessee, R-I-P-L-E-Y. Okay.
Did you tell us the date that you was born? Date and month?
The date.
No, I wouldn't know that. Because I just, you know, just read, you know how people, older folk, that they don't give you no, they what date. But all I know, I was born in Tennessee, Ripley, Tennessee. That's all I can tell you. And I didn't live right in Ripley. I live out on a place called Elo Farm. And worked on the farm, chopped cotton, scraped cotton, threw four up to the cotton, and picked cotton. I made $50 every afternoon picking cotton. So then I went back from here to Memphis, Tennessee, and stayed. Took care of my brother there at the Governor Hospital, and he died. Then I come back to Champaign. Mm-hmm. I had six brothers and four sisters.
Could you give
us
the names? Huh? The names of your sisters and brothers?
The folks' name?
Yes, ma'am.
My Frank Malone, Ira Malone, and Ed Malone, and Jim Malone. Now you want the girls?
Yes, ma'am.
Lula Malone, Beulah Malone, and Haydina Malone.
Okay.
They're my sisters and brothers. And I got a lot of them down there. There you
are. Are they living? All of them living? Most of them living? Are they all living?
No. All of them, I ain't got but one brother living. That's Frank. Mm-hmm. He lives in Memphis, Tennessee. Frank, do. Mm-hmm. And that one lives in Ripley.
Which one?
Ripley.
Ripley.
Who? Oh,
okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And them all the sisters. I'm all the sisters I have. And brothers I have. I just had father and mother. Winnie Malone is my mother.
Did they all help pick cotton?
Uh-huh.
All your sisters?
Yeah, uh-huh. Pope Malone is my daddy. P-O-L-K-S.
How about your father? What did he do?
Mm-hmm.
Your father, your parents?
Said father is Pope Malone. That's my father and mother, Winnie Malone. Mm-hmm.
What was his occupation? What did he do?
He worked in the field too, farmed.
Did your mother work too?
Mm-hmm. Yes, she worked too.
Okay. Do you remember what year you came to Champaign?
Mm-hmm.
What year you came to Champaign? Came here?
Yeah.
After Memphis? What year was it? Do you remember what year it was? The year?
The year?
About what year, you know, estimate if you don't know exactly?
No.
But you know how old you were?
Huh? I know how old I was when I came to Champaign.
How old were you?
27.
27?
27.
How old are you now?
Now?
Yes.
82. And my husband's from Tennessee too, Norman Townsend.
Is he living there?
No, he died in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he's been dead pretty good while.
Did you and your husband get married here in Champaign?
Hmm? No, we married in Tennessee.
Oh, in Tennessee.
Uh-huh. See, he came and went there to the penitentiary while he heard me. That's the reason. Ill like I am. Can't work now and nothing. So he sent him in the pen. If he come back to the pen, he went to Milwaukee and got sick there and put him in the hospital there. And he died up there and we went up there, seen him, and he died. But he had done away with the homes and money and things. He had done away with that. So, and I got one son in Chicago, Norman Townsend. I guess you know my other son here, don't you? Clarence and Lakeside Terry. I got a son.
I've probably seen him.
Uh-huh. No, and
where did you live when you came to Champaign?
Huh?
Where did you live? What street did you live on?
In Champaign.
When you came here? When you first came here?
Let's see which. Beslin.
Beslin?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
That's yeah. How long did you live there?
Oh, about 3 years. Mm-hmm. 3 years.
Could you tell us a little bit about your neighbors?
Huh?
Can you tell us a little bit about your neighbors when you first moved here?
Can tell about them? Oh, yeah. I just know they were nice people. All I know, I never know many of them. Mrs. Snell. You know Buddy Boris. All different ones of them.
Were there a lot of blacks living around you? Or yeah. Were there some whites? No whites?
No, there were no whites. All blacks.
All blacks.
Live. Mm-hmm. I just live around whites since I've been up over in this side. Mm-hmm.
Where did you live when you moved from there? Where did you go then after you lived in Bessler? What street did you move to then?
From Dunbar Court.
Oh, you moved in Dunbar Court?
Yeah, I lived in Dunbar Court. And I moved out. No, because I was in the hospital, and when I got out of the hospital, Pat had moved me here, right over here. This got tough in Dunbar Court. I live like right over there in the apartment. This lady stayed right over there next to me. She was younger. I seen you over there when
that's
I was in
the yeah, I yeah.
And the girl next door to me. She had a baby, 3 weeks old. And I come in one day from, been out on a picnic, and police, as I got in the house, changed my clothes, police come to the door and said, Beulah, said, come in. So I went to the door, and these two well-dressed men, they were dressed, they weren't dressed at. So you see them two men there? I said, yes. He said, we find them two men up in the clothes, in her clothes. Was staying up in her clothes, and she lived downstairs. I said, I heard them last night. I was in the kitchen washing dishes. They took the screen down off the kitchen, and the screen up the upstairs, and packed them downside the window. And so next night they come and they could get in. And they was dressed at red suits on, red slippers, and black shirts. They come back in and went right on up the stairs, with an uncle, and she didn't know it was in the house. And she said, he said, well, Beulah said, I'm going to give you some bus fare. You can go out to there, to the, that other hospital. You know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Kind of hospital. And see that lady out there, what they had beat up. And I went out there and saw her. She's 77 years old. Them same people. And this girl stayed, Miss Wright's daughter. She came by one and she heard the baby scream in the same house. She went by there to see it, see what was the matter, baby. The man, she opened the door and he slapped the back of our doors on the ground and threw a pistol on her face in the same house. Next to Wall Street, Dunbar Coast.
The Wrights,
Yeah, Miss Wright.
They said on that corner?
Yeah, uh-huh. Well, that's why. And she said, my son-in-law, come on, Eddie Lyons told the police, that, now y'all better do something, because if you go down here with my mother-in-law, I'm going to kill him. That's Nudie's husband, 10-07-06. And so the police said, well, he said, we're going to send him to penitentiary. So I guess they did already. Mm-hmm. Head got rough in that child. And so Pat moved me over here when I got out from the hospital and went to her house. She said, Mama, you got a good place to stay over in the apartment over on Neil and Washington. So she had moved me in here. And I've been here ever since. I like over here. The folks are nice. The white people are nice. Color is too. Mm-hmm. Treats one another this is nice. Mm-hmm.
So, you lived in Dunbar Court.
Yeah.
Until you moved here.
Yeah.
After you moved from Baseline, you moved to Dunbar Court, and you stayed there all that
yeah,
time.
Yeah. Right? So, she didn't want me. But I said, well, I knew the girl, and I said I know to see the gentleman's face at the church. I said I don't know who he is, but I know the face when I see it. She said, I know him. I said, well, she said, well, go ahead then and talk to him. She said, mm-hmm. I said, I know both of them. See him. Yeah. She said, it's all right. She said, because I help you, and you don't need no more help, I help you. I said, well, she didn't come in for that. She wasn't coming for the help, man. She wanted to talk with me or something. So she said, go ahead. See?
Did you work when you came to Champaign-Urbana? Did you work?
I worked for Annie O'Donnell on Church Street.
Could you repeat?
Annie O'Donnell. White. Okay. Mm-hmm.
What did you do?
A cleaner up and worked for Kelly's. 601 South Willis.
Kelly's. Is that a restaurant?
No, it's a home, built a home.
Oh, home.
Yeah, both of them dead. Mr. Kelly dead and Miss Kelly dead. So the girls moved away. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I worked. Did I work? I better work because I didn't have no husband. Then I had to work. But kind of glad I didn't have him.
What other jobs did you have besides these?
No, that's all.
That's two jobs.
Yes, I worked for Studevins. That's on Church Street on this side and Hidden on that side. I forgot that street he worked, but Joe Studevins was his name. Okay. He was an undertaker. He used to be white undertaker. Mm-hmm. I worked for them. Agnes Studevins was the wife, Agnes Studevins' wife. Uh-huh. I worked for them too.
Do you know how to spell their last name?
Hmm?
You know how to spell the last name? Their last name?
No. Studevins, I know. I didn't never know.
Okay. What was the name of they owned a funeral home, you say?
Mm-hmm.
What was the name of
it? I don't know that. She.
Is out of business now?
Huh?
Is it out of business or is it still?
Yeah, he out of business. They all moved away.
Oh.
They brought their help here, woman to cook, but they used me to clean the house like that. Yeah, he was all of course all of them helped me. You did too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What church do you belong to? What church did you say you belong to? What church did you say you belong to?
Pilgrim Baptist. Uh-huh. Reverend Keaton is my pastor.
When did you join Pilgrim?
Huh?
When did you join the church?
Child, I joined.
When you first came here?
Yeah, when I first came here. Yeah, been there ever since. Yeah, I wasn't joining no other church. Because if something happened and I need help, he see to me getting what I want to help me. But I don't let that be that way, because I can help myself, I help it. I ain't gonna get nobody all mama. If I pay my bills and up, rent up and house up, I got some laid back for the next year come, see? And that's why I don't have to suffer for nothing. See? If I pay I draw Social Security, get welfare check. So therefore I don't have to worry about nothing. Pay my bills, I'm be done and going by me. And I eat out the annex on Fifth Street. Okay. I eat out there. Mm-hmm. Wednesday and Monday and Wednesday. Mm-hmm. 2 days. That's all I eat out. When I don't go there, I got that meals here at home to fill them days out, you see. When I ain't out the pets.
What kind of things do you eat there? Is there a lot of people that go?
Huh?
Go to eat there?
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of folks go. Mm-hmm.
They have cooks.
They ask heap of time, I don't want to go, but you know, if you got friends and they want to take you with them, well, I go, you see. I'm supposed to go tomorrow out to Lake of the Woods. I don't know what I'm going now.
Because
I took Sia with me to Danville Sunday, because I shouldn't have done it, but you know, you hate to see anybody fall around like that way. She got half and I tried to hold her like that. It kind of got against me, but I'm going to let Pat know it, because she be raising sand. So I can't sleep on nothing but my back. That's all. I can't sleep on the side. Mm-hmm. It's so bad. She's holding her. She's heavy. I've been sick. I shouldn't have done it. I know I shouldn't have done it, but oh, boy, I hate seeing anybody be like that. And she was a lady to me, too. Her husband was my sister's boy, and he passed and died. I know how it is, you know. She had a husband, and I tried to help her. So, but I don't let Pat know that. I won't even call her, tell her nothing about that. I just go and doctor best I can to myself, take my medicine, because she won't like it. And I wouldn't tell her nothing about it.
Mm-mm. What kind of things were you involved in? Are you involved in at Pilgrim, at the church? What kind of things?
Motherboard.
Motherboard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I pay $3 motherboard and $3 church due, $6. Every Sunday. Lord is blessed if you do things right. Don't you know that? I tell them myself, I don't worry about nothing. I serve the Lord. And he said, if you need me, call me up. And he says, you need. That's where I am. See? Yeah, that's where I am. He'll bless you. You just sit down and look for something. You ain't working. He said, go in my vineyard and work. Whatever it is, I'll pay you. I goes in that way. That's it. Tell you. So he blessing me. And you do the thing that you want to do, what I tell you. So you do that. I'll be all right with you. You don't charge nothing, do you? Do you charge anything?
No, ma'am.
Well, you go on and do it. Whatever you ask me. If you ever have to ask me, do you ask me, you hear? You ask me. Don't be scared to ask me.
How about the community? What kind of things have you done in community? What kind of things have you been involved in?
Hmm?
What kind of things have you been involved in the community, the black community? Do you remember?
Now, all I've been since I've been in a ghost town. To a bingo party and a business meeting in here, Just whatever they have in here, I goes in there. Yes. And whatever, if meals, they have meals of some part, $3, I go in there and eat. Help me like that. I don't mind. Because you don't know when you need help. And if you do things for other folks, they'll do for you when you get out. See that? If we have nice times in here, I wouldn't want to go no other place to enjoy myself in here. On 6th floor, all around. I just go to all over. I tell them, they laugh at me because I said, I don't go on elevators by myself. I'll go with somebody because I was in Chicago, stayed with my son, right across the next to the dining room. I heard a lot of noise. I called my son. I said, Junior, come here, something going on. Man, 50 years old, run down. A boy, 18, in this elevator. He would clean out the building, just in a building like this, top, clean out the top, cut his head and arms off. And I won't get in no thing unless somebody going up with me and they help me up there. I'm scared. I get nervous. I won't ride. These folks will carry me up. And
you saw that?
Huh?
You saw that happen, right?
Yeah, saw that happen.
That's terrible.
So deliver me. I can't go in. Pat carried me to the doctor, to the clinic. She go. I said, Pat, I'm scared to go. And she said, Mama, I know how to run it. I know how to do it. And she take me in. That's the only way I get in there. Somebody take me. I ain't go by myself. And you see something like that done?
That's true.
My son belongs to the Muslim. And, and I told him all the time, I said, listen, your children want to be in a Baptist church. Your children don't want to be in Muslim. And I said, you ought not to want them to be in there. You know, all of them cause some trouble, but the gals, them boys. That's the reason I don't go stay on there with them. If you do your father bad, I'm scared to go stay with him all night with him. Ma come down here from Chicago, and I got off Champagne bus. The lady got up, she said, I said, oh lady, you sure's got a beautiful coat on. Why you get, Champagne ain't got no coat like that. And she said, do you know Mark Townsend? I said, uh-huh. She said, that's my grandson. She said, he brought $475 worth of fur coats down here, sold them, $475. That's my son's. He got a place in Jewtown. And that is his dad's stuff he brought down here. So he sent him to penitentiary. But see, the mother calls dad. They don't give a, I hate to say that, but they ain't nothing. See, now I just tore up his home on account of the Muslim.
The Muslim?
Yeah, because the baby boy come down here last March it was. And Ed Lee, that's my son, said, don't y'all go out tonight, told his children, Doug and Benny. He come and went on out, and you know the gang from Chicago come down here after? Gonna kill him? We had to hide him.
When was this? What year was this? You remember what year it was?
Last March.
Oh, last March? Oh, yeah. This year?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. So I don't fool with you. Them Muslims is bad. And I told you, you had them with them, he calls them John, because he was in it. And they went and they didn't want to be in it, see? The children didn't want to be. He the cause of it, because they had no business to put the children in there.
I want to ask you about the 60s, you know, with Martin Luther King.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember, when he died, right?
Yeah.
You were living in Dunmore Court,
right?
Uh-huh. Here in Champaign. How did the blacks react? What did they do? How did you feel about it?
I don't think they did right about about Martin Luther King. I don't believe they act right. They didn't act right about it, because we just talking about it the other night. Come on TV, and we heard them talking about it on TV right in here, and they didn't act about it because the whites said it on the TV that they didn't act right about it, see? And no, they didn't act right. I don't think it was right the way they treated them. No. The color done the worst thing. The color done it. They didn't appreciate.
People talking about it? Your friends?
And I said, we just need it. I said, well, no. I said, Ma, I don't think Martin Luther King was bad. Because I used to go up to Chicago when they had this. He's on the TV, this colored man.
Jesse Jackson?
Yeah, yeah.
The Push.
Yeah, we've been up there to his place, the meetings. Mm-hmm. And he don't think it's right either. And Mrs. Massey used to care us up there on senior citizens.
Mrs. who?
Massey.
Ava Mathis?
Yeah, you know.
The Anatole Honeys?
Yeah.
What you talking about? Okay.
Yeah. We go up there to that place to meetings, you know.
Oh, that's nice.
And he don't think it's right. And he comes on a TV every day, Jesse Jackson. Every morning I get up and get TV on about 9 or something. He comes on, he be up there on TV talking.
What other places did you go with the Anatole Honeys, with Mrs. Matthews?
We were all, Lord. We
was
went
to Chicago.
All down south, yeah.
Really?
Oh, we just went everywhere. Went to swimming, then we went to meetings down the road just somewhere. I wasn't all in places we didn't go. We went somewhere when she had it. Oh, these folks here they don't do nothing like she do. I said, well, Lord, I wish we'd get back so, because we went some places, had big time, met folks that do things, you know. Well, these here is all right, but they got funny. I don't like the way.
Did you have to pay for it, or did they pay for the trips?
No, we didn't have to pay for it. They paid for it.
Nice.
No, we didn't have to pay. They paid for it. So I said, look like she ain't going to get back. Or so he ain't that way, you know. He find a way. I told him she wasn't going to come back to her property here on Grove.
Right.
She ain't come back neither. She ain't move back over there. I told him she ain't gonna move back over there. She ain't move over there neither. Cause he won't do like she do. And we don't try to work over there. She had good workers over there, white and color. But they don't do that. So.
Do you remember some of the names of the people who were in the senior citizen group at the Anatole Honeys?
No, nobody. Oh, Lord, I can think of Aunt Nephi Donson. And, I can think of all of them. Myself.
Do you remember Mrs. Birch, Maddie Birch?
Yeah,
was she in there too?
We had them too.
Do you know if she's still living?
Huh?
Do you know if she's still living?
Who, Mother Butts?
Is she still living?
Yeah.
She's living. You know where she live at?
She live out there on that where Miss Master stay now.
Oh.
She live out there. Mm-hmm. Try to think of somebody else now. Seem like I can't think of them. We had Julia, this girl named Julia. She carried us out last Thursday out to Lake of the Woods. Julia, this white girl is,
mm-hmm.
She just like a mother to me. This girl, she's young, about your side, and you know. We had a good time out there. We fished, and she said, "Now, Beulah, don't you try to fix nothing that you've been sick. I'll fix it." So we went out. We had a big time. Caught fish. I cooked some fish out of the ice box the other day. I cleaned. Folks caught them, gave them to me. Oh yeah, I said, I hope Mrs. Master wants to get back in. We'd had a showing out and said she had to be back.
Yeah.
He got all that big building up there. He ain't have no. We had a white man work, and she had a white working in there with her, because, man, let me see, was your jewelry he made. And, you know, we went to Alabama, all down in there.
Alabama, really?
Yeah.
He visited a lot of people?
Huh?
Where did you go? What places did you go?
We went to beauty shops down there, and we went to Durand, Mississippi, Causesco, Mississippi, all down in there. Ooh. See, Lana Pearl, you know Lana Pearl up there, where Zibble store at? Got that boy Zibble, where Zibble store at? Well, that's where she from. We went down there. And she come back up and bought all that on that side down there. Mm-hmm.
And you stayed all night down there?
Yeah, uh-huh. We stayed all night with her. See, my son in Chicago married to her sister, Doll. Mm-hmm. And this lady named Lana Pearl. Lana Pearl.
Lana Pearl.
Yeah, uh-huh. Oh, yeah. We got to go somewhere when we, with Miss Matthews. I said, we should get a road again soon.
When did you all stop?
Huh?
When did she stop? When did she close down the place?
Do you remember what year it was? When she took sick last. She been sick now. Near a year. She been sick just a year, about a year.
Mm-hmm.
And she, you know, I stayed in Dunbar Court. She stayed right. I said, now, you know, tomorrow, I have to meet this girl today, because tomorrow they'll come get me again tomorrow, take them out to with them tomorrow. I didn't get to go to the telecab because I wasn't feeling good, but they want to come get me tomorrow. A friend of mine, on live in Washington, she want to take me with her, so I thought I'd go with her tomorrow. In fact, don't let me go by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Had to go with somebody.
Do you remember how the jobs were when you first came?
Huh?
Was it easy for a black person to get a job when you first, you know?
What?
Here in Champaign, when you first came here, did you get a job easily?
When I got one? Yeah, wasn't no trouble getting a job easy. No. They said, they called me, you want a job? I said, yeah, I would. So, they take me.
Who called you? Who do you remember who called you? Who got you the job? The person that you worked for, or somebody else that you knew.
Woman that called us. Oh, I just talked with the man and stuff. He knows him.
Mm-hmm.
White man, I would call him. They called me. Mr. B, you want a job? I said, yeah. Well, come on out. And I go out there and talk with them, then I get the job, get it down over with. Wasn't hard, I tried to get one. Mm. And the undertaker, Joe Studdeman was the undertaker, you know, and White, I knew him too. Good way. Mm-hmm. Well.
That's all the questions I have.
Yeah,
you
have
anything else that you
want to
say?
No. That's all.
All right, thank you.
I'll be seeing you be out in here, and I'll give them to you.
Okay.
See that me sitting? See.